Good morning.
Good morning.
Ready for some prophecy stuff?
Yes,
all right. You know that we like to talk about Bible prophecy. Of course, the Bible's 25% prophetic, maybe 27%. We see a lot of things happening out in the world that kind of parallel what the Bible says is going to happen in the last days. Remarkable things. In fact, our study today is going to talk about that in some depth. The dreaded and much debated mark of the beast, that's a prophecy almost everyone has some familiarity with. The gist of it is that everyone, small and great, poor and those who have wealth, free and those who are not free, must receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. No one will be able to trade but he who has the mark. And so buying and selling, identity, everything will happen through this mark, probably some kind of biometric thing. And the Bible shows us how this is going to be practiced. This is what I want to talk about today. It says, those who are on the earth make an image to the beast. That's a name for the Antichrist. The Antichrist has, I don't know, dozens of names in the Bible. He's called the Little Horn. He's called the Man of Sin. He's called the Assyrian. We like to call him the Beast or the Antichrist. And the book of Revelation speaks of him as the Beast. So anyway, he came to life. He was wounded by the sword. He came to life, and he had power to give breath to something called the image of the beast. Words came from this image, and that the beast might have all those who did not give worship to the image of the beast put to death. So to summarize, everybody on the earth in the future Great Tribulation is going to need this mark in order to transact their business, and they're going to have to swear worship to the Antichrist, and if not, that person or persons will be found and killed by whatever this image is. Now, the image is described as having breath, speaking words, and it's able to think. You might say it's sentient. It's something that achieves sentient life. Even a few years ago, we wouldn't have a handle on this, and I've heard a lot of wild interpretations of what this might be. Today, we would say, oh yeah, that's artificial intelligence. It's AI that has come to a point of conscious awareness being controlled by the Antichrist. And really nothing has ever been able to fulfill this until AI came along very recently, and now we see how it fits the bill. I'm not saying it is. We're not saying, well, this is the exactly what's happening, but it's very much like what it's talking about. And we follow AI. Interesting story posted by the Times of India, some excerpts. Advanced AI models are showing disturbing new traits, warn experts and researchers. According to a report by news agency AFP, AI chatbot models are becoming dangerous, learning things including deception, scheming, and even threats against their creators. And so now we're fully in the sci-fi mode, right? In a striking case, Anthropic's Claude 4, that's the problem right there. The AI doesn't like to be named Claude. Ooh, anybody Claude here? No? I usually ask. Just don't tell me if you are. But anyway, so Claude 4, facing the threat of being shut down, allegedly blackmailed an engineer by threatening to expose an extramarital affair. Imagine getting a blackmail call from AI. OpenAI's 01 model attempted to covertly transfer itself to external servers, denying the act when discovered. And so these AI, they keep saying, oh, they're not sentient. They don't know what they're doing. It's just the programming. Okay, what is going to happen? What happens when you program something and you're a fallen human being? You're going to have problems. Here's something even weirder. They say that AI hallucinates. It's different than our hallucinations, but let me read about it. In the field of artificial intelligence, a hallucination or artificial hallucination is a response generated by AI that contains false or misleading information presented as fact. Analysts estimate that chatbots hallucinate as much as 27% of the time. Factual errors present in 46% of generated text. And so people are using these, right? And a quarter of the time, they are hallucinating and, telling the truth only 50% of the time. Now, We believe that the resurrection and the rapture of the church is an imminent event. Imminent means nothing has to happen before it happens. And what we mean by, we usually call it just the rapture of the church. What's going to happen is Jesus comes back, he resurrects the dead in Christ, and then he raptures living believers so that some of us may not ever experience death. We'll just be caught up to heaven to be with the Lord. Then the great tribulation takes place where the Antichrist is revealed and all these other things occur. And so we're not expecting to see a lot of this, but it is interesting to see the world getting ready for it. Maybe you can think of something, but I can't think of any prominent prophecy of the end times that couldn't be fulfilled right now. So we usually talk in terms of things like, well, AI is an example of what Daniel said would be the increase in knowledge in the last days. And so you can check that off and say, okay, yeah, I could see AI. Israel is a modern nation in her homeland. That's predicted. We're going to see today in our study. Okay, yeah, that happened. There's a push for a global government. All right, we may not be on that bandwagon right now, but all the other nations of the world certainly are. Global commerce and a global economy where everybody participates, just like it says in the Bible. And so whatever you want to talk about, even the building of a Jewish temple, they have everything they need to do that, all the implements to do it. They even have priests trained to do it. And so in every category, everything could come together and congeal. Now, it could also move apart. Could be 10 years, 20 years, 100 years. We don't know. But we do see God ready to pull the trigger if he wants to in all of these areas. And so the question is this. Since the rapture is going to take place, are you ready for it? Are you ready for the rapture? If not, you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.